Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin.
This is why you draft Tom Brady first pick. Bye.
Okay, so yeah, I had that in my voice message box today. Tom Brady, that's why you pick him with your first pick? Really? No, the point here, Cassidy, is that you can wait until mid-round six, maybe even beginning around seven, maybe even later. His average draft position is 89, which in a 12-team league puts him in the middle of round seven. You can get him, I'm saying, if you go with pick number 69, you can get him there, still have him on your team, and have six, maybe even seven other players on your roster that will help you win a championship. And yes, I know you messaged me last year and you won your championship, but there's always that. Okay, on to my next player in our draft-based value study, Najee Harris, running back for Pittsburgh. Position rank is number five. And there are some people who think he is, like, you know, number two at best, and at worst, 22. That part I don't understand at all. A guy that gets the ball over 300 times and put up the numbers he put up last year, 301 fantasy points in 17 games, and a PPR ranking of three, I think deserves better consideration than 22. Overall, he's right there with the position ranking is number five, because in most of your draft scenarios and most of your rankings, everybody loads up on the first six, seven, eight running backs, nine, 10. You can't, if you're getting the 10th running back, you can't compete with number one, two, and three if they don't get hurt. I mean, that's just the reality of fantasy sports. You have to come up with a different way to maneuver the system in your favor. Like I said, Najee Harris, 307 rushes, 1,200 yards, 3.9 yards per carry with 7 TDs. His receptions, and I think this is an important part, 74 catches, 94 targets, 467 yards, 3 additional TDs, 10 total TDs in Pittsburgh. My draft-based value for Najee Harris is exactly where he's ranked overall, and that's in his position, which is number 5. I think he's a value pick at number 5, and I would be glad to get a stud like that in the 5th pick, and I think I could compete with some of the other guys that are going just before him. Up next, Austin Eckler, running back for the LA Chargers. Currently draft ranking position is number 3 with, again, a best of 2. His worst is 8. Overall, they're saying 3 with a best of 2, worst of 8, and then the average draft position for him is number 3. I have Eckler valued at number 6. I do have him a little lower than some. The last season, he played 16 games. He had 347 fantasy points. He did come in at number 2. The year before, he was injured much of the year. And then the year before that, 311 fantasy points with a PPR ranking of 4. It really does depend on his health. The part with Eckler that I get a little sticky in the mud with, even though he had 12 rushing TDs and averaged 4.4 yards per carry, is only 206 carries for 911 yards. He did have 70 receptions, 94 targets, a few more yards than Najee Harris with 647 and 8 TDs, a total of 20. But his previous high TD was a total of 11 in 2019. I'm looking for TD regression this year, and that's why I'm moving him down 3 steps, if that makes some sense. I don't see him getting 20 touchdowns again, and that's really what added to his value last year. So draft-based value for Austin Eckler comes in at number 6. Alvin Kamara up next. A lot of talk about Alvin and possibly his suspensions. He's a running back for New Orleans. His position rank is currently 13 with a best of 5, a worst of 25, and an overall rating of 25, an average draft position of 16. In 2021, he only played 13 games. He had 235 fantasy points, a PPR ranking of number 8. 2020, he played 15 games, 378 fantasy points, PPR ranking number 1. His rush attempts last year, 240 for 898 yards, 3.7 yards per carry, which was the lowest ever in his career with only 4 rushing TDs. His receptions, 47, 67 targets, 439, 5 TDs. The 439 yards is his lowest ever. And Alvin Kamara, quite frankly, has had health issues throughout the years. He's kind of like Devontae Adams. So I think he's a risk. And in my draft-based value, I have him going at number 17. Number 17. That's, I think if you're going up that ladder for him much sooner than that, the risk becomes too much. Joe Mixon, running back for Cincinnati, a guy I'm a little satisfied with this last year. His position rank is currently number 7 with a best of 4, worst of 12. Overall, they say draft him at number 9. But his average draft position is actually 11. In 2021, Mixon had a great year with 16 games played, 289 fantasy points, 4 ranking in PPR. In 20, he was also injured. In 19, 16 games, 225 fantasy points, 13 PPR ranking. But last year, 292 rushes, 1,205 yards, 4.1 yards per carry, 13 TDs. 42 catches, which was the second most ever for him in his career. He had one year where he had 43. 314 yards, 3 TDs, so that's a total of 16. I think Joe Mixon is very secure in the fact that he is the goal line back in a very explosive offense in Cincinnati, one that many are predicting to have an uptick in the coming year. He was third in total touches last year, third in goal line carries with 16, and Cincinnati went out and improved their offensive line. My draft base value for Joe Mixon comes in at number 7. Number 7 for this season. And next up is Travis Kelce, tight end for Kansas City. His position rank is number 1. His best is number 1. His worst is number 2. Last year, 16 games, 264 fantasy points. He was actually ranked number 2. Previous year, 15 games, 314 fantasy points with a ranking of number 1. Overall, he comes in at number 10. His average draft position dropping slightly from previous years to number 14. He had 10 games with 8-plus targets last year, 6 games with 7-plus catches. His high was 41.1 fantasy points. The last 6 years, he has been tight end number 1 5 times and tight end number 2 once. Travis Kelce, in my book, has moved up in the rankings, and I'm looking at him at number 8. So much like I talked about with Josh Allen, where I think the future, you have to pick players who are going to allow you to compete, and I think having Travis Kelce is an edge for your fantasy football team this year. Some strategy that you need to put in place and use to the best of your ability to help you get the best players that you can get for your fantasy roster. That's it. I would also like to add to this podcast a huge thank you to all the listeners out there. I was going back and reviewing my history, and I am in season 3, and this actually will be podcast number 134, 134 episodes to over 2,200 listens. And what I'm going to ask you to do is maybe you can follow me at Sundays with Jeff Miller on Twitter. Maybe you can share my podcast over on LinkedIn. I'm on that also. But help your friends out. If you could share this podcast with some of your friends that haven't listened or maybe in a league or other format, that would be great. And I'm also looking for listeners who will be willing to come on my show live and actually talk about your fantasy team successes and just fantasy football in general. So please keep that in mind. Contact me at SundaysWithJeffMiller@gmail.com. Time's up. Bye.